We've got mail. It shows he cares. As a writer and editor myself, I want to applaud you on your cover photo for the May 2010 issue. I was drawn in by the informality and warmth of the candid shot of President Monson with his grandson. At first, I saw the boy as just another child in the church that President Monson cares for. It came across to me as fresh and real, and therefore made a difference to me as an average reader. I just want to say job well done, as well as thank you for the courage and vision to be a little less formal, a little less conventional, in order to have a lot more positive, meaningful effect. Renee B., Nebraska.
Sabbath Day. I enjoyed the message in the July 2010 issue on the sacrament by Elder L. Tom Perry because there were things in there that I didn't know about. I didn't know that on the Sabbath we should keep unspotted from the world right down to the clothes we wear. Mike P., Idaho.
Friendliness. I just wanted to say how important friendliness is in the church. Reaching out to people and being friendly to them can make a difference in their spirituality and testimony. Being nice to someone who is having trouble with sin or with anything else can be a huge encouragement and can strengthen that person. Jacob F., Texas.
Something even better. I used to skip to the extra smile to read the cartoons when the new era came. As I stopped to read some of the stories, I knew I got something even better than just funny LDS cartoons in the mail. I got inspirational messages, including some from teenagers like me that I can relate to. I especially like it when conference messages are included in the magazine. I love to refresh my memory of the rousing messages shared by the leaders of our church. Benjamin D., Idaho.
Modest by Design. I enjoyed the article, Modest by Design, June 2010. I think it's great that these young women set an example by being modest. I have noticed a growing trend among young men to be immodest. It's not only the non-members, but the good guys in my seminary classes and ward. I don't think they realize that their immodest dress is as distracting and uncomfortable to young women as ours is to them. When a young man wears immodest clothing, it makes it difficult for me to respect him. Aaron T., Utah.
Tent on a Rock. I appreciated the article Tent on a Rock, June 2010. It taught me a very important lesson about staying on the high ground and leaning toward the better choices and not settling for the easy way out of things or the temptation of sin. Philip E., California.
The story Tent on a Rock helped me understand that our fathers are important, help us with trials, and teach us new skills. It also lets us know that our fathers love us and want us to be successful in our lives. I realized that this story is also saying that Heavenly Father loves us too and will guide us in our lives. Matthew G., Utah.
We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. End of We've Got Mail.